And now.
Right now.
Dawn Lemon.
I would like to talk to you.
There's an added burden on being an African-American that comes from your own community.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Dawn Lemon, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. By now, I'm sure most of you have seen the video of the family in Hammond, Indiana, who were pulled over for a seatbelt violation when all hell broke loose.
Yes, my mom. No, I'm not making it worse now. I'm scared for my life. Because he just pulled a gun on us and we don't have a gun.
Well, mm-hmm. You could hear in the video that there was a sound of police officers. They broke the glass in the passenger window with a baton, and then they shot Jamal James with a stun gun in front of his girlfriend, their 14-year-old son, and their 7-year-old daughter. The girlfriend who you heard talking there, her name is Lisa Mahone. She was driving. She had already handed over her license, but Jones says he didn't have one because it had been taken during a previous traffic violation. The couple says they didn't get out of the car because they thought the officers were behaving erratically while brandishing guns, so they feared for their lives.
Felt scared. I was scared, but that's what really gave me the courage to keep videotaping it, because I was scared and I knew if we took this to court, we had something to fight against them, because police have more power than us.
That was a 14-year-old boy who videotaped the entire thing. The 7-year-old girl watched in horror. All the children watched it unfold. Last night on CNN, the little girl said she was scared. The little boy told me why he videotaped it. And clearly, as you can hear, he says he has no trust in the police. That video that he taped has gone viral. The family is now suing. And when I asked Jamal James, knowing what he knows now, would he have changed anything? He told me no. He would not leave his family in the car alone. Police are saying that they were well within their rights and that Jones should have just gotten out of the car. Every legal expert we interviewed on CNN, black, white, man, woman, liberal, conservative, has said the same thing, that Jones and anyone stopped by a police officer should just comply. But those same experts also are saying that bursting out a window and shooting electricity through someone for a seatbelt violation is just as bad as not surrendering. What do y'all think?
Yeah. Two wrongs. Two wrongs don't make a right. Yeah. That's what I say.
Two wrongs.
And you could get very, very hurt.
Yeah.
If you don't.
I think it's better just to comply, do what they tell you to do.
Do what they tell you to
so
do.
So you can go home.
Because they're scared of you.
Yeah.
You know that. Without everything that's going on.
They are afraid of you.
They are
afraid
of you.
They're going to take you down. So whatever you can do to make sure that they're not afraid of you, do it so you can go home.
I think you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Damned if you don't. Because they're saying, and those same people I talked to
said, my best chance is to do what they say do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your best bet is to do what they say.
Especially if you have someone in the car videotaping it. But you know the experts all say the same thing. And guess what? They do have the right to ask you for your identification in a car. It is in the law.
Do they
even if you're a passenger?
Even if you are a passenger and you're not wearing a seatbelt.
You could be, yeah.
Do they have the right to tell you to stop videotaping?
They can take your videotape. I've heard people that
they can take it, but they have to give it back.
That's the law?
Well, they have to give it back, but they can take it and you'll never see it again. That has happened also, so. Just do what they tell you to do.
And you guys are right, considering everything that's happening. Look what happened last night in Ferguson. Look what happened to, in Ferguson. Look what happened, Eric. Look what happened to all those people. It's sad that it happens. It should not happen. But considering everything that's going on right now, if you are legitimately worried, then you should probably do what they say, fight it later.
I talk a lot of trash on the radio, but when the police show up, especially when they're black. Yes, sir.
Especially when they're black.
When the police officers are black?
Yeah. They sometimes have something to prove. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Really do.
It doesn't matter. You can be co-opted by a system. It doesn't matter what color you are.
What color?